N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week's show, the indie film scene thrives in North London.
Alice, is she with the lady down the road?
I don't know.
What did you see her doing, what she thinks? Like making potions. And casting spells.
No.
Well, what was she doing?
And a fine wine tasting at Majestic.
It's a blend of 70% Cabernet Sauvignon and 30% Merlot.
Oh God, this is gorgeous, isn't it?
So it has got quite nice,
beautiful,
pungent sort of Cabernet. Mm. So on the nose, there's a lot of sort of black currants and sort of black forest and a little bit of the sort of leather notes and spiciness on there, but they're very, very subtly integrated into the wine.
You're listening to the N10 Show with me, LJ. So we start this week with a film club based in the Hideaway Bar in Tufnell Park. The club, run by independent filmmakers Brainhound Films, meets on the first Tuesday of every month and is open to everyone. They show four or five short films, and the evening in July was given over to their annual awards ceremony, where Phil Hain and Mark Brown of Brainhound Films select the best films from the past year. Mark and Phil met me in the Flask to tell me more about the winners of this year's awards.
So these are all films from people that have sent them in to me, mostly from around the local area. It's a huge mix. The budgets range from absolutely nothing to, you know, quite a lot of money, you know, tens of thousands. Whereas the one who won Best Actor, Chris Spirides, for International Wife Shouting, that was about 2.5 minutes long and was just him and his mate in a field with a camera about a guy competing for the Best International Wife Shouter. Essentially just shouted at his wife across a field.
Chester, 35, from London. I spent a day with Philip whilst he trains for this year's International Wife Shouting Championships. Philip has dispatched his wife Rachel into the woods ahead of him in order for him to practice the long-distance shout.
Have you seen my car keys?
A strong start there with the car keys.
Rachel! See the car keys! Case, have you seen them?
Nicely done. Right, that's the warm-up out of the way. Let's see what Philip's got on offer.
No! No, 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 no!
Five no's there, my God.
Where's the remote? Where's the remote? The remote!
Where is the remote? As the session progresses, Philip really steps it up a level.
Seen the phone charger? Have you seen the phone charger?
Fantastic stuff.
That's it. If I see. Phone charger. Phone charger!
He's almost unstoppable now as he rips into some really high scoring shouts.
Lift and down, love. Lift and down! I said full look!
Oh, such conviction with the shout there. Very, very good.
We don't have a video recorder anymore. So, where can I record it?
That really is some of the best wife shouting I've ever seen. The next time we see Philip, he'll be at a local competition in preparation for the national heats in Worcester next summer.
Best cinematography was First Date by Andreas Belzer. That's doing the festival circuit at the moment. It's kind of a high-octane thriller, kind of a robbery sort of thing, crossed with a sort of romance angle. Best music, which was Eventide. It was Brian Harley directed that. And there was three composers that did the music. A sad film. It was kind of a eulogy to a man's dad. Really beautifully shot, beautifully scored, wonderfully acted, and it was such a really nice all-around film. What was the other one? So best director was Alex Horsfall for Looking After Edward, which is another quite sweetly sad film about a young girl, like properly young, 4 or 5 years old, who's sort of getting over her granddad's death by looking after a teddy bear that he gave her, that he had. And brilliant film, and she kind of directed all these little kids, these proper little infants, to such amazing performances.
Alice, to see her doing witchy things.
Like making potions.
And
casting spells.
No.
Well, what was she doing?
She wrote something down. She put it on fire. Then she sang a song.
You shouldn't have gone so close to her. She might have put a curse on you.
No, she didn't.
How do you know? You'd think everything is fine until your hair starts coming out and your face goes all wrinkly.
Why would she make me go wrinkly?
Because she's a witch.
She might be a good witch.
There aren't any good witches. They're all evil.
She might use her magic to do good things.
Like what?
Like help you be happy and look after your pets.
You're very ridiculous sometimes, Alice. I'm going to sleep. There's no such thing as witches anyway.
And so, Phil, tell me about the actual company.
Mark and I founded Brainhound Films in 2005. The name of the company is a combination of our surnames with a couple of extra letters thrown in there. And we started in 2005 because, well, I'd met Mark through a friend of his, and Mark was part of a theatre writing company called Joined Up Writers. So I started working with them, met Mark, and we sort of talked a lot about film, and it was, you know, it turned out it was really both of our chief passion, really. And we had a short theatre piece he'd written called An Empty Chair, which we sort of then worked together and he adapted for screen, and we scraped some money together and made it, really. And it was hard work because working full time and everything, and, you know, we knew what we were doing, but, you know, to that extent it was a very large project, lots of people involved, lots of crew, lots of extras. It's all set in this bar, and it came out really nicely. And then off the back of that, our friend who agreed to production manage it, she agreed then to produce our next film called Stalker, which again was a short theatre piece which we adapted for screen. I think everyone we made sort of kept doing progressively better, and so we just kept making more.
So what are you working on at the moment then?
Our first feature film. Script that I wrote, and it's called Cold Fall, named after the woods in Muswell Hill. It's about revenge and the futility of revenge and eye for an eye and all that kind of stuff. Basically, it's about six Londoners who go up to Scottish Highlands to open a luxury spa, turn a farm into a luxury spa, and it's kind of a straw dog sort of thriller where they fall foul of the quite nice locals, but through a tragic accident caused by the Londoners, misunderstandings occur and everyone just starts killing each other, essentially.
And so, yeah, we're in, I'd say, advanced negotiations to secure full funding for this film. It's relatively low budget in the grand scheme of things, and it's a very ambitious project for that, but we've been meeting with some very interesting people who, because they love the script, they think it's wonderful. They are like, well, look, we want to get involved. We realise you're not going to have millions and millions of pounds to make it, but we've got a reasonable chunk of money, hopefully. And you know, I think there's a lot of people who are very passionate about the story and want to see it told, and therefore willing to lend their expertise, but perhaps not their full going rate.
Yeah. We're hoping. Great. So just lastly, just tell me about the film club that you have, or the film night.
Film night. That's the Brainhound Film Night. It's the first Tuesday of the month, every month at the Hideaway in Tufnell Park on Junction Road. We just show five or six films that have either been sent to me or I've found myself at various other screenings or whatever. And films last about an hour. The chat and the drink and the networking and the fun, that lasts for about 4 or 5 hours, depending on who's behind the bar. And the films usually start between 8 and half past, depending on...
If the projector's there or not.
If the projector gets there on time and stuff.
That was Phil Hain and Mark Brown. And if you're interested in going along to the Hideaway next month, there's a link to their site on the n10show.com, where you'll also find a link to the films mentioned.
Is your website static? Do you want to make it more interactive? If the answer is yes, you need to book your place on one of our WordPress workshops. Let us show you how to create a website that will grow with your business. Twitter feeds? No problem. Ads? No problem. Payments? No problem. We'll even show you how to populate your site with content that will attract visitors. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call. Lindsay Miller from reddesk.co.uk did.
We work with small businesses offering business support from finance to events to social media. Since starting the course, I've decided to upgrade my own website and work on it myself so that I can upload and make an active website. It's been very useful because it's been step by step guiding you through every part of uploading a website instead of having to ask somebody else every time you're able to do it yourself.
To find out more, log on to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call us on 07976 933 911.
And now to wine tasting at Majestic Wines in Muswell Hill. A tweet about a fine wine evening caught my eye, so I popped down to see Ollie at Majestic to see which wines were open for tasting.
We crack open a bottle of fine wine up to about £30, £20-30 every first Friday of every month.
And so tell us what you've chosen this month, and can I have a taste, please?
Yes, you can certainly have a taste.
And do you know the Pouillac is one of my favourites, by chance?
It's just like fate. So we chose the Chateau Lynch Moussin from 2006. 06, not the best of vintages, but this represents good value, good for drinking, so you can sort of start to enjoy it now, rather than with some vintages
gotta put it down.
10 years' time. This is why we chose it, so it's quite nice for drinking style. It's a blend of 70% Cabernet Sauvignon and 30% Merlot.
Oh God, this is gorgeous, isn't it?
So it has got quite a nice,
beautiful,
pungent sort of Cabernet. Mm. So on the nose, there's a lot of sort of black currants and sort of black forest and a little bit of the sort of leather notes and spiciness on there, but they're very, very subtly integrated into the wine. And then on the palate, when you have a lovely little taste of it.
Mm.
It's very good, quite nice, full-bodied, rich. The tannins are there, but they're not too strong and poignant. They're quite really nicely balanced in there. Can't really taste the alcohol in there, but it's only sort of, it's 13%, so it's quite...
It's only 13%.
Which is quite standard for sort of
fuller
style.
Yeah. So tell people where this region is in France if they don't know.
The Pouillac is a specific region, quite a famous region in Bordeaux, on the left bank of the river. And yeah, it's quite sort of towards the north end of the estuary, and it's very prominent, and they just make some of the best wines in Bordeaux.
What kind of things does it go well with?
Pouillac.
Apart from drinking on its own?
It's nice, but then, classics is sort of nice, sort of smoky cheese, good with a strong cheddar, and then also the classic of sort of a nice roast beef.
Something quite meaty.
Big meaty, sort of full of protein.
Now, I just noticed you've got a Pinot Noir. I know this is not in your fine wine, but Pinot Noir is my favourite. So
yes.
Can I have a taste of that as well?
Certainly.
And just tell us what's over here. What have you got here?
So on the reds we've got at the moment, because we just started sort of their special sort of Chilean tasting week as well. So throughout this week, we sort of displaying sort of a range of Chilean wines, which... To me, Chile represents absolutely fantastic value for money, and they have sort of a good range of the classic grapes, so they grow a good Cabernet Sauvignon.
So these are all Chilean, are they?
Yes.
So the Pinot Noirs, the Chileans, they're a little bit heavier, aren't they, than the Pinot Noirs in France?
They tend to be a little bit more fuller than sort of Burgundian.
Yeah. Although not as heavy as the New Zealand.
No, they're sort of nicely balanced.
Yeah, because it looks
in the middle.
Yeah.
So this is a Pinot Noir from Erasurus.
Mm.
Hopefully I've said that right. Wild fermented, so it's fermented openly in the oak barrels.
Mm. It's interesting.
So it's quite sort of subtle, nice, subtle bits of fruit and sort of wild, sort of smells as sort of wild brambles and that sort of style, quite herbaceous as well.
That's really nice. That's very drinkable, isn't it?
Dangerously drinkable.
Could drink that easily.
Yeah, so it's you can happily have it on its own. Or
before you eat.
Yeah, it's like an aperitif.
Can we have one white just to balance it out? And then have you got any whites open?
Yes.
What would you recommend?
Out of set, I would say this Viognier, from Chile.
Yep.
This is a little bit more sort of value for money, as it's a nice sort of $5.99. So this is a very good everyday wine to drink.
Yeah.
So it's a Viognier, so it's quite a floral
Yeah, very.
Style of white wines, rather than sort of do your classic Kiwi Sauvignon, which is very sort of sharp. Gooseberries yeah. and citrusy. This tends to be a bit more floral.
Yeah.
Has a little bit more passion fruit flavours and slightly more tropical flavours on there.
Nice.
So when you sort of drink it, it is sort of full of fruits, full of tropical fruits, and a very pleasant, easy drinking, great everyday white wine. And Fiona goes well with sort of wide manner of dishes as well. So
what's happening next week? Have you got events every week? Or
We try and have events every week. The next sort of special tasting we're doing is Loire and Beaujolais. So classic
very nice. Yep.
French region. So yep. we'll have a few lovely Sancerres and Pinot Fumés out there, and then also some of the lesser known regions in Loire Valley, so some Rully and Nantua Salon, which are just down the road from Sancerre and Pinot Fumé, but they come on less of a price, so they're much more approachable. But we're going to have Beaujolais classic Fleuries and the Beaujolais Villages. It's starting on the 20th of July. So
okay, and so people can come down and just have a try.
Yeah, we'll have wines open every day of the week.
Thank you very much. That was Ollie from Majestic Wines in Muswell Hill. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Phil, Mark and Ollie. All the details from this week's interviews are online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Until next week, maybe, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.